Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago, where it might still be 0 degrees. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Right Fit, Wellness, Fitness, Performance, and Global Schoolwear by Tommy Hilfiger. We got a great doubleheader today, Susan Hertzberg. She's a longtime healthcare executive, and she's now the CEO of BrainScope, medical neurotechnology for head trauma and concussion identification. She'll be joining me. And then Rich Dubin, longtime magazine publisher of Lower Extremity Review, one of the supporters of the Sports Doctor, and the exciting new quarterly MVP Parent Magazine. Keep your kids in the game. And it's going to include a Sports Doctor's In article each of the quarterly issues. Then we'll do some emails. First, let's welcome Susan Hertzberg, CEO of BrainScope. Susan, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, Dr. Bob, and thanks so much. I'm delighted to be with you today.
Great. Again, as I mentioned at the top of the show, concussion analysis, awareness. We have people on from all over the world. It's been a big topic for, gosh, 2 decades. Tell us about your background and BrainScope, Susan, please.
Sure. In terms of my background, my whole career has been healthcare on the business side. I'm not a practitioner, but really grew up in the diagnostics world, and it's where I've really spent my career. Been fortunate and privileged to bring several novel diagnostics into the marketplace that have actually become standard of care over time. And couldn't be more excited about this opportunity with BrainScope. It's am I allowed to say game-changing on a sports program? It's really a
talk about it all the time, yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to be a step or two quicker, better balanced, and absolutely change some games? So tell us about BrainScope, what it is, and about the exciting technology.
Sure. So BrainScope is the first and only FDA-cleared medical device that can objectively assess head-injured patients for both brain bleeds and concussion at the point of care. It's a true point-of-care device. It uses EEG technology, AI, and machine learning to create algorithms to assess brain injuries.
Well, the exciting part, of course, is the ability to get some data, for example, on the sidelines. And I know that you're as excited about the athlete side of things as you are about the military and brain injuries. But the ability to assess quickly is a tremendous weapon. And again, it's been an explosion of awareness. You know, it's not that many decades ago that, they went, how many fingers do you see? Oh, 3 fingers? Okay, you'll go back in the game. And now concussion is a very, very big topic at all levels of sports and sports medicine, and the ability to get a handle on assessment right away. And is that kind of like in general what you're talking about?
Yeah, so we actually fit in 2 places. We fit in hospital triage. So if a patient is at the hospital, we can help rule out the likelihood of a brain bleed, but at the same time, assess severity and identification of concussion. So that's one. But let's talk about the sports world, because we are super excited to really have a portable handheld device that in under 20 minutes will assess concussion. You can use it from baseline through recovery to assess patients and to aid in decision-making for return to activity using an objective biomarker. And you sort of hinted at that, right? We're not talking about subjective information, right?
Well, with all of the technology from 20 different fields, when it comes to when is someone ready really to come back, it's still iffy. And the ability to have measurable criteria is very, very helpful, again, to be able to say, you know, this kid is out for the rest of the game, or this player at various levels, or, you know, this is something that maybe has to be evaluated much more acutely. So a handheld type device that would be available, again, in that situation on the sidelines, so to speak, I would imagine that the sports world is excited about that.
I think so. I mean, we are just starting to commercialize. We had a very big day in our company's history 2 days ago when JAMA published our validation of athletes and the use of BrainScope for exactly this purpose. Can we objectively identify and over time see that change in a patient? And there was a really interesting finding in those results. And that was when BrainScope was used at the time that the decision to return to play using NCAA guidelines on these patients, while they were cleared to play with BrainScope, what we showed was probably close to 20% of those athletes still showed signs of injury. So when we're using subjective tools that we can't really see what's going on under the cover, those kinds of decisions, because you're relying on patient reporting of symptoms and things, isn't really the most accurate way to do it. And with BrainScope, we've taken that out of the game, and now we're really looking at an objective measure.
Well, again, you know, in the world on the sports doctor, where we're dealing with experts in so many different worlds that I connect you to, whether it's Catherine Snedeker and the great Pink Concussion World and Organization, or whether it's the National Alliance of Youth Sports, or all of these different organizations who are very, very interested in being able to have a tool that would be this valuable. Would it be on the high school level? What would be on the professional level? Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to the radio shows. You go back a decade and listen to whatever you would like, a million topics, experts in so many different areas of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Or if you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an array of different articles. Concussion is a big, big topic, like I've talked about, where we're talking about such tremendous awareness, which is great news, and the ability to have some tools to deal with it, especially something that can give some objective data. So we can continue our conversation. Susan Hertzberg, the CEO. Susan, what's the website that people could find out about BrainScope and the article that was just published?
Yeah, it's www.brainscope.com, and we've got the article there, or it's also on JAMA Network Open on their site as well.
Yes, and the idea, again, of being able to make that identification on what's serious and what isn't. This is why, you know, you're talking, if you're in a triage in a hospital and you're dealing with severe head trauma, and the ability to help in that identification. But in the sports medicine world, it's a constant challenge with that great question and all of these protocols. We just lived it leading up to the Super Bowl with Pat Mahomes. And when he was in the protocol, and they were talking day after day, it was gigantic news. In that respect, so how have you gotten the feedback, Susan, if at all, from let's say the high school or the college level that might be interested in what you guys are doing, and the athletic trainers? How's that connection?
Yeah, so it's really very broad based, and it's quite frankly very early. I have to give some props here to the NFL, because they actually participated in two grants that helped in the development of this this technology. So we're very hopeful about how we might partner with them and other professional sports outlets. But when you think about all of the injuries that are being sustained in middle school and high school and
oh, yeah.
keep on
this
going.
This is a huge topic, Susan.
Right?
The organizations that I have on a routine basis incorporated in the whole world of youth sports safety. And concussion awareness is a very, very big topic at all levels and continues to be. So the idea of adding new tools and adding education in order to be able to, again, make these kinds of decisions. It's still, you talk middle school, we're talking again about youngsters already playing serious sports. We were talking 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, my world of figure skating, the world of gymnastics, some of these other areas, soccer, tennis, that sometimes we're talking serious athletes, even at the junior high school and high school level. So, again, having something like that, that information. And, of course, if the pros use it, it gives you some great credibility. Really.
For sure. For sure.
Right?
But the other thing is when we start young, right, we're going to have this data. And because the BrainScope result is a stable measure, it reliably tracks change over time. So we're going to
Well, you mentioned the magic word, Susan.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the magic word. Baseline.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a very big magic word. Talk a little bit about having that data so you would be able to identify if there's a change or something like that. That's really struck out at me.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the cool thing about this test, the BrainScope Concussion Index, is it can be used first to baseline. So at the start of the season, you can baseline every athlete and have it from the beginning of their careers, right, from the time they're in grade school. And then at the point of injury, and then in serial follow-up. And we're going to be able to look at the change in that individual to themselves. And
who do you see using it, Susan?
A population. Sorry?
Who do you see using this? A team physician, athletic trainer, something parents could be able to include in their arsenal with their own son or daughter athletes, using this data as you see it?
So today it will be under the guidance of a physician order. So I see trainers and medical team doctors. It does not need to be operated by a doctor. It can be operated by any level operator under the auspices of the doctor. Down the line, I think that, you know, we do have eyes on a consumer-facing marketplace that, you know, parents going on a bike trip or a ski trip or a whatever trip and throwing a couple of these in a bag and downloading some software. But that's later. For right now, it's we see going through normal traditional channels. It'll be through sports trainers, medical doctors, by and large. And then certainly I see every emergency room in this country using
How expensive a piece of equipment, Susan, is this for a team or for a park district or whoever you're looking at, roughly?
Right. So there's the one-time expense of the handheld device, roughly $15,000. And today the disposable headset, which is single patient, single use, is about $200. But we're not at scale, and we're also looking at flexible pricing because we know if we want to get in there and baseline, you know, full teams and things, that we have to bring that price point down.
Yeah,
so
I think, you know, of course, you know, in the last couple of minutes, we're talking about, you know, developing the credibility, developing the data. This was a tremendous addition, your article in JAMA, and being able to build on that kind of credibility. And then I think you'll see absolutely the medical world and the sports medical world, the high school world, the college, because, again, the ability to identify, measure, have a baseline of concussion at all levels is a gigantic concern. There's been great new awareness, and it's great to see technologies like yours adding to our list of what we talk about so much on the Sports Doctor. So we'll wish you a lot of luck. We'll have to get you back, see what the progress is, and tune you in to some of these great organizations that take part on the Sports Doctor in all areas of what we're talking about and the challenge of doing a much, much better job in identifying and dealing with concussions at all levels of sports. You know, forget the military. That's a whole gigantic, absolutely other area. You know, we'll have to follow you along in that situation. So BrainScope is the name of the actual unit or the technology, Susan?
Both. It's the name of the company and the name of the device.
Catchy, you know, really. And the ability, again, to have some instant feedback gives tremendous confidence to a coach and to an athletic trainer or a team doctor. And especially when we've been talking about the sport of football, the sport of hockey, soccer, many experts, Kimberly Archie, the world of cheerleading. This is a very, very big deal in all of these sports. And you hit something interesting, because it's true. It's at a younger and younger age that these factors are becoming a lot more important. You know, regarding being able to have some sort of baseline. So if somebody has some trauma, an injury, you'd be able to, you know, pull that right up. I think it's a big weapon.
Well, thanks, Dr. Bob. I think we are so committed to getting this technology widely out into the marketplace and know that we can help millions of patients and people a year. And so that's our plan. We have a big ambition to do that. And
great. Well, we'll have you back, Susan. We'll have you back, and we'll catch up, because this is something, again, that's a topic of ours for decades. So give me quickly, Susan, the website people could find out about it.
It's brainscope.com, and please come and visit us, and all the information is right there.
Terrific. Susan Hertzberg, CEO, BrainScope. Thank you so much for joining me. Susan, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. The Sports Doctor, live from 0 Degrees Chicago. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs.
or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, RightFit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. RightFit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com, RightFit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And I want to welcome back Rich Dubin, longtime magazine publisher of Lower Extremity Review, one of our supporters here at the Sports Doctor, and the exciting new quarterly MVP Parent magazine. And that quarterly is going to include the Sports Doctors in articles each issue. So we really want to welcome Rich Dubin back. Hey, my friend, how are you?
I'm doing well, Dr. Bob. How are you?
Good. It's great to speak with you. I know we've been very excited about the MVP Parent Magazine, Sports Dad Like You. Give us some background on how this really started and how you're really coming out with this latest issue. We're all excited about it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Bob. So I have four kids. Two sons, 26 and 23, and two daughters, 19 and almost 19 and 13. And, you know, been involved in youth sports my whole life. And, you know, I've been in medical publishing for close to 30 years. I owned Lower Extremity Review magazine. And prior to that, I was with, started and was with Biomechanics magazine. So I always have parents coming up to me and asking me questions about their kid, you know, you know, Johnny turned his knee or you know, Alicia sprained her ankle and Susie's got plantar fasciitis. And, you know, and so I got to thinking that maybe there's a need for some type of educational product that could enlighten parents on how to keep their kid, their child, their youth athlete active, healthy, and in the game. And then more importantly, at the next level, other than the healthy side of things, we started seeing a lot of not so nice parenting situations along the sidelines and before and after games. And so we felt there was a need for, you know, some parenting articles in there, and also just around nutrition and sleep. And really, because we're come from the medical background, we're able to bring that evidence-based content. And I think that's where we have gained the traction we have in the short period of time, that trust in the community, that credibility, that what we put in there is documented and referenced in the literature.
Yes, you know, your long background, again, biomechanics, podiatry for decades, the role of the foot, such a big deal, and everything we talk about on the Sports Doctor. And the challenge of youth sports, as you know, mm-hmm. I've thrown you in the middle of these worldwide organizations that are a big part of my youth sports world, our friends at iSport 360, National Alliance of Youth Sports, and working with yep. parents in sports in England, and our documentary that's upcoming, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. It's a gigantic business, Rich. And again, like you mm-hmm. and I have talked at the beginning of this, it's why I co-authored the book Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, which yep. was this epidemic in capitals of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally, like you mm-hmm. just talked about, the sidelines, the parents, the coaches, the pressure to play hurt. The two things that everybody talks about that are important. It's one of my monikers on the Sports Doctor that everybody cares about. Number one, can I prevent injury and can I prevent problems? And number yep. two, can I enhance performance? Can I be mm-hmm. a step or two quicker, better balanced, more explosive, stronger, faster, is a big part of areas of youth sports. and the credibility of Lower Extremity Review magazine and everything you've done, all of the expertise that's been brought together in the world of Lower Extremity Review, the orthopedic profession, the physical therapy profession, the chiropractic, podiatry, and you now have caught on, not only as a sports dad, but as what you're doing, to what a big deal, what I call on the sports doctor, Rich, the mental game is in this whole world. And you've really paid a lot of attention to this, aren't you?
Well, I think what's been really amazing about this process is I've learned and with your help have been introduced to so many different people in the youth sports arena, right? And, you know, whether it be, you know, iSport 360, or whether it be Jill Lane or Joel Franco, you know, just to name a few. I mean, there's many, many more. And what I realized in this process is that we're all doing amazing things for youth sports. However, we're all operating in silos. You know, iSport 360 doing what they're doing. Jill Lane's doing what she's doing. You know, Joel Franco's doing what he's doing. And we're all doing amazing things. But I think MVP becomes
That's why you're all guests of mine.
Exactly. And MVP Parent Pub Magazine becomes the glue that brings them all together. We have a vehicle that brings all of the voices together. So Jill is a regular contributor. You're a regular contributor.
Jill is sports nutrition. And yes, she's been a multiple guest on a sports doctor. And she's all about high-performance youth sports nutrition. And that's, again, such a big area. And I was excited when I knew that you were going to be having articles included. You know, I think we only have a list of 268 people who want to contribute to the magazine.
Oh, wait exactly. I think it might be up to 368 by now.
Yes.
You know, it's been an incredible experience for me. The collaboration, the willingness to write evidence-based content and get it out to a large community, to educate, to make a difference in the lives of not only the youth athletes, but really,
you know, you mentioned, Rich, that key thing again, the evidence-based information.
Yep.
And this is, again, this is such a big deal. This is why LER has always been such a big deal, because it was talking about things that work and how they work with credibility.
That's right.
In the crazy world of youth sports, off the walls world, that's why I have so many great cartoons in the book, Hashtag A Sports Parent. You know, my co-author, the Hall of Fame volleyballer, radio host, kinesiology professor, Sharky Zartman. You got to have a sense of humor in this area. Mm-hmm. And we're making great, great progress. And MVP Magazine is a great example, again, but I'm using that term that you said, the evidence-based, whatever the topic is. You know, you've had a couple of issues initially. Again, you've talked about everything from concussions to the importance of sleep. All of these things. You've brought in psychology and sports psychology. So, again, the fact that all this information, wherever it's coming from, is not to be redundant, but evidence-based, I think is a big deal. What's the website people find out that they can see the issues?
It's mvpparent.com. Again, it's mvpparent.com. You know, we are collaborating with the National Athletic Trainers Association. They're contributing based on their research on a quarterly basis with us. We just have these tremendous partnerships. You know, you're a regular contributor. We created a column for you. Sports Doctor is in. You know, there's so much great information. We just started working with a sports psychologist who's going to be contributing on a quarterly basis, Dr. Linda Sterling. She helps youth athletes at the high school and collegiate level all over.
Yeah, send her. Put us together, Rich. Put us together, Rich.
She'd be a great addition.
Yes, because it's something that we pay. One of the contributors to my book, frequent guest, Dr. Denise McDermott is an adult and child psychiatrist with some tremendous situation. Another contributor to the book, I think that you've spoken to, Rob Andrews. Rob, the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Texas. He's got a wall of gold medals because all of the gymnasts he was in the world of mental training. So at the same time, the pressures that are in the middle of all of this, the financial pressure with the possibility of scholarships and club sports and all of these things and the parental behavior. I've had eating disorder experts on the Sports Doctor Rich talking about the kinds of kids they've seen in the world of gymnastics or figure skating or wrestling over the years. With that person. What do you mean you're not 5 pounds lighter? You know, all of these kinds of things. So the ability to put together all of these different areas has got to be something that's exciting. It's a great marriage with LER magazine, it seems to me.
It really is, and it does kind of dovetail. And the funny thing is, my editor, who's the editor of LER, who, you know, fact-checks everything and makes sure all the references are accurate and so forth, is also
her
the
name?
Editor of her name is Janice Raddick. She's also the editor of MVP, and as a matter of fact, my trainer, who's my personal trainer, Jay Primarolo, he's with a company called BioFit. He has a spot in Florida and a spot up in New York. He actually is going to be a regular contributor to LER. Based on, you know, number one, his writing, based on his evidence-based content, his style, his passion, all of that. A phenomenal guy and someone that's a tremendous contributor. He's been a contributor to MVP now for a while, and he's the owner of BioFit Personal Training Studio. So it's just been a real amazing experience to be working with such incredible folks that just have such a passion to make a difference in the lives of
Rich, and I'll tell you a funny story. Again, one of my the person we've gotten involved with in the upcoming documentary where our children play the Challenge of Youth Sports, Joel Franco, the co-owner
of reach out to me on
Chesapeake Films. And the that idea, but this is the funny story. When I first started interacting with him a couple of years ago, he said, you know, youth sports, when he was talking about the film, it's a $15 billion a year industry. And then like a year and a half later, we're doing a few more radio shows, things are coming together. He said, no, wait a second. Now it's $20 billion. So, we're trying, when the book comes out or the documentary, that we have the number right. But it is a tremendous challenge because, again, there is an epidemic. One of the biggest chapters in my book, that one of them would write about it the next issue after my article coming up with choosing the best shoe for your son or daughter, is the idea of the challenge of youth, sports, and drugs, over-the-counter pain medicines. We're going to talk more about that. We're talking with Rich Dubin. He is the publisher of the exciting new upcoming MVP Parent. We'll be right back to Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, we are back live from chilly Chicago, the foot of snow. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back almost 10 years. Lots of guests all over the world, so many topics. Listen to whatever you would like. Before that, we were doing reel-to-reel shows. You know, if you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll see a slew of articles I've written with, again, a Lower Extremity Magazine, and we've got their publisher. He's also excited about the new MVP Parent Magazine. Rich Dubin is with us. Rich, welcome back.
Thank you, Bob. Always appreciate being on the show and appreciate your contribution to LER and your contribution to MVP Parent as well. And also appreciate you connecting me with all these amazing individuals making a difference in the lives of youth athletes. So I really appreciate the relationship that we've built over the years.
Yes, and I feel the same way. Again, that term, the evidence-based, the ability to count on the reliability of the crazy information from a thousand directions in so many ways, using, again, specifically youth sports. As we speak, the mental challenge of the virus-related, the COVID-related challenges, the season's on, it's off, she's playing, she's not. One of the gigantic problems is the mental health of these kids. How are your kids doing?
You know, they're doing very well right now. So, you know, my boys, I have one son that's 26. He's out in Santa Monica, and my other son is in Oklahoma City, both thriving and doing well, staying in shape, obviously, best they can with COVID. My daughter is a freshman in college, was supposed to be playing basketball at the collegiate level, and unfortunately, the school didn't bring any students back for the first semester, and then for the second semester, the season was canceled. So, you know, she
it's a
went
big
through,
deal.
You know,
it's
a very big deal.
Big deal.
You know,
yes.
there's so much identity that kids get from youth sports. There's so much satisfaction, so much. Forget about the health benefits. You know, the camaraderie,
the
teamwork.
Isn't that the cover of the magazine right now? MVP
yes,
Parent,
is.
The cover yep. article with her mask on is exactly yep. the topic we're talking about. I'm sure your 13-year-old is also involved in all of these various. If they're involved in sports, with school, and yep. as I mentioned before the break. One of the hottest topics forever in youth sports, from the sports doctor's point of view, is this reliance on over-the-counter pain medicine for so many of these kids to continue to play. You know, Dr. Weil, you know, if she don't take two Advil once, twice a day, her knees with volleyball or whatever it happens to be, as a general rule, we tell everybody, if your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to participate, you're over the line. You got to
yeah.
back off. So
Absolutely.
These challenges are a very, very big deal. And the ability to be aware of the reality of some of these things. You know, you talk about sports psychology. One of my late, great colleagues, Jim Vickery, sports psychologist, he shared the radio with me in the 90s, probably for 3 or 4 years. His number one recommendation for parents was, don't be a critic. That was
yep.
Listen, I can
tell you some of my own personal experiences, you know, parenting and coaching my kids over the years. And I remember one specific time, I was in the car after a basketball game with my daughter, and, you know, she was coming off an amazing weekend of basketball, two killer games, and then, you know, she had not a great game. And, you know, when we get in the car and you know, I'm just being a dad. I'm not even, you know, trying to give her constructive criticism or anything like that, you know.
No,
not you.
Yeah, exactly. I go,
not you.
I go, you really played horribly. And she broke down in tears. She was in like seventh grade. She literally broke down in tears. And it was, that was the last time that, and I wasn't meant to, you know, hurt her or upset her or anything like that. But at that moment in time, I learned a valuable lesson. And that was, these kids are well aware of what they do wrong in a game. And they are well aware when they don't perform for whatever reason at the highest, at their highest ability. They may have a bad game. We all have bad games. We all wake up with bad days. I wake
all
up
of the organizations.
Like, oh my God,
Rich,
what a horrible thing, you know?
Yes.
Right?
All of the organizations we're talking about in our various networks, over the past 5 years, become very, very concerned about, number one, is it still fun for the kids? Become very, very concerned about, you know, this is a lot more than winning and losing. And very, very concerned about these things that we talk about all the time that are so important. Yet, again, a season doesn't go by where we don't see, you know, parents fighting on the sidelines with 12-year-olds playing or something like that, or people screaming and ranting and raving, and kids being so involved and upset in one regard or another. So the challenge really, really continues. You know, again, that some of those different life lessons, but I'm very encouraged by the tremendous attention to the importance of the young boy or girl's opinion. His, besides not, don't be a critic, his second point was be a good listener. Oh, by the way, Dr. Vickery, right? Right? Be a good listener as far as a sports mom or a sports dad.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. It's, you know, the most important thing we could do at any level is listen, right? There's an old term I've heard, you know, take the cotton out of your ears and put it in your mouth. You know, pay attention, listen. That's how we learn. We learn to listen and we listen to learn. And I think it's important for parents out there to realize that there are so much, there's so much importance placed on things that are relatively unimportant. I think that
see,
we
but
pay
LER,
to our children.
Yeah, LER and biomechanics were always about the, again, the structure, the function of these athletes, and the importance of paying attention to alignment, the importance of paying attention to, again, the role of the foot, the fact that the foot's connected to the ankle bone, connected to the knee bone. Rich Dubin, publisher of Lower Extremity Review Magazine, MVP Parent Magazine. Rich, what's the site for all the information with MVP?
So MVP Parent Magazine is mvpparent.com. LER Magazine, which is Lower Extremity Review, the clinical publication focused on the lower extremity. That's lermagazine.com. Again, it's MVP Parent Magazine, or excuse me, mvpparent.com and lermagazine.com.
Hey, Rich Dubin, thanks so much. Yep. We're going to keep up the progress with you, paying attention every few months. So much happening. Thanks so much, Rich.
Appreciate you, Bob. Appreciate you.
Yeah, hold on one second. We'll be right back, everybody. It's Sports Talk.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey,
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor and our Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview a couple of upcoming shows, who's the guest, answer a few emails. Next week, another one of the supporters of the Sports Doctor, Susan Gray, owns Right Fit Fitness Performance, a couple of locations in the Chicago area. She's a leader in the field of disability, exercise for children and adults. So we're excited to have Suzanne back. And then Matt Archiavolo. Matt is a podorthist, shoe expert, and he is the creator of the VKTRY, the carbon insoles that the sports world is so excited about. We had this CEO, Steve Wasik, on, I think it was a month or two ago, talking about that. So I'm excited to talk to Matt. Following week, the famous Shavon Exercise, all her books, her articles, her TV work. Excited to have her back. And I'm hoping that Kate Niumatahali with the National Alliance of Youth Sports, I'm hoping she could join us. And great guests, great shows, great topics, you know, coming up. A couple of emails here. Joe says, you know, my son plays soccer. He's 12 years old. He's been following those exercises you spoke about in the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where he's using rubber bands to strengthen his feet and ankles, and he's using balance tilt boards and balance boards, the mini tram, to work on balance. And I just want you to know the difference it's made in everything from his confidence to his physical balance, speed, and agility. And he enjoys the exercises. Some of his teammates, I've been aware of the rubber bands for years. So, you know, Joe, right, when we pay attention to including whatever your son or daughter's sport is, whatever their age is, whatever their level is, including foot-ankle strengthening, and rubber bands are a great way to do it, very safe, very versatile. You could be the best athlete in the world and use rubber bands, and you could be a nine-year-old using rubber bands. And the word working balance and working instability and balance exercises, very, very, very helpful. Sarah asks, can orthotics slow down bunions? You know, Sarah, that's a great question. And I think they do, and I'll tell you why. Bunion deformity, the gradual dislocation of the big toe joint, development of that bump on the inside of the big toe joint is a gradual development that has a lot to do with foot mechanics. Excessive flattening of the foot is an example. And if orthotics can control or prevent a lot of the foot mechanic imbalance, they can slow down that progression. Now, of course, unless we have a time machine, I told this to patients all the time, if we had a time machine, we would be able to know, let's say that girl is 11 or 12 years old is in orthotics, and it's 15 years later, what would her deformity of the bunion look like if she never used the orthotic or if she did, but we don't have a time machine. What I can tell you is I've seen many of these individuals grow up when we interceded with orthotics because the family were patients of mine, and that was a problem, and we stayed out of a lot of trouble. So absolutely, it's one of the weapons we have, proper shoes, looking at the biomechanics of the foot, and orthotics can be very, very helpful. And again, I'm talking about that 10 or 11, 12-year-old boy or girl whose mom and grandma, dad and grandpa have the bunion deformity. That's when you want to be paying attention, if not earlier. Phil says, talk about sand dune stepper. You know, Phil, sand dune stepper's in the book. Sand dune stepper is a piece of equipment, ingenious piece of equipment developed by Matt Dahl that simulates sand resistance to the feet. And all of that created use of the toes and the muscles of the foot, as well as enhancing all sorts of balance and strengthening above, regardless of walking on the sand dune,
balancing on the sand dune, doing different kinds of exercises where you, again, are really incorporating. Imagine yourself walking on the beach, and man, that works your feet. And interestingly enough, it absolutely works the rest of the body. A couple $100, $200-$300, sand dune stepper. And if you go to Instagram, you'll see an incredible array of all ages and levels of individuals from balance challenged. Matt's been in my show numerous times in the hospital, Parkinson's, cerebral palsy patients, using sand dune to help develop some those small muscle groups and balance and stability, or the best athlete in the country looking to incorporate all that strengthening. So it's a terrific piece of equipment. I wanted to mention in the book, again, hashtag Sports Parents. It's on Amazon. It's four parts in the book. Sharky Zartman, my co-author, talks all about parenting 101, sports parenting 101 in her section of the book. What makes sense? What are some of the great programs? What are the things to pay big attention to? It's a fabulous, she's a great author, explanation with a couple of great jokes thrown in. The second part, Sports Doctors In, I'm talking about the biomechanics. I'm talking about shoes. I'm talking about orthotics. I'm talking about strengthening the feet and ankles. That's what that's all about. Even the areas with the rest of the body in so many parts, including concussions. Part three is all the experts we have. Nutrition, sports training, mental training, parenting, coaching. Eight experts talking about their area of expertise in parenting the young athlete. And the final section, one of my faves, is parents' perspectives. We have a half a dozen parents. And it's interesting, whether it's the experts or the parents, they've all been either patients of mine or guests on my radio show. Parents' perspective in the world of tennis, the world of figure skating, the world of skiing, swimming, and some of the feedback and challenges when it comes to dealing with the crazy world of youth sports, which, again, is a major, major business. Emphasis, again, is trying to stay out of the trap of all these overuse injuries that we see in youth sports, usually because we're pushing it. And we've got schedule to keep up. And the more serious the sports, the more demand there is. So this is something that we like to pay big attention to on the radio show, as well as you know. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, the name of the book. And we want to thank Sue Hertzberg, Rich Dubin, and we'll look forward to another edition. See you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe. Stay informed.